Central Wisconsin and on the free Civic Media app. 105.5 WIRI, Nacoosa, Wisconsin Rapids. Your home for country favorites and classics. This is 105.5 WIRI.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly cloudy today. We'll have highs in the mid-80s. Showers and storms possible tonight. Lows around 68. Some heavy rain possible in areas. Friday, showers and storms. Otherwise, mostly sunny, warm, and humid. Highs around 90. The heat index into the mid-90s.
Right now, it's 65.
Good morning, y'all. Time for some coffee, conversation, and country right here at 105.5 WIRI's Sunrise Show.
Lord, it's the same old tune, fiddle and guitar. Where do we take it from here? Rhinestone suits and new shiny cars. It's been the same way for years. We need to change.
Been chewing on the idea of a new theme song.
Okay.
And Seth is joining us right now and everything. And good morning to you, Seth. Good morning,
yeah,
everybody.
Good morning,
James here with you. We've got some bumpers up here. These are kind of like what you hear going in and out of breaks, especially during our
sports.
Sports before, live events and everything. Mm-hmm. So I'm looking at them, but all I could see is ones that would not work.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
it just pops in my head. And like, no, wait a minute. I don't think Thin Lizzy's Little Willie does not work for an intro song. seems like the worst one we could probably choose. Seth and James here with you. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. Hope you're having a great Thursday morning. Happy Friday Eve. Got good tracks on the way for you. We're going to be hearing from Aaron Tippett, Montgomery Gentry, Keith Urban featuring Miranda Lambert, Zach Brown Band all on the way for you. We're going to get into some country music music to kick things off, though, but we'll also get into our schedule a little bit later. Before we go too far, I do want to let the audience know a little bit of other news. A little bit later, we're going to be on our other morning show, because I don't like to do this. I don't like to take time out of our airwaves and waste our audience's time, Seth. Mm-hmm. But I do have a GoFundMe started for Seth, because he has to do a lot of morning shows with me. And I don't know what else to do. It seems like that's what you do nowadays if you want to help somebody.
Right.
But we are going to be doing this one back-to-back, and then we'll be over on 97.5 FM doing our morning show mm-hmm. over there. Over there, we are going to get into one of the interesting topics coming up in the next couple of months, who's going to be the Super Bowl halftime show. We have some odds on that.
Oh, wow.
I've been saying over and over again that, who I think. Wilson, Chris Stapleton, I mm-hmm. think some kind of combination, or maybe just one of them or something like that. I will give you guys a little tease. As far as the Vegas odds and all that go, my bets are not up there. Mine are not up there. I don't know what I'm talking about.
For a real dark horse there. Yeah.
We'll get into that a little bit later, but the MTV Movie Awards did something interesting that we touched on yesterday mm-hmm. with Melissa. Yeah. In case you missed it, MTV just announced that they are adding a country music category to the 2025 MTV Music Awards. So, does this officially mean the country has crossed over to the mainstream? All this means to me is that MTV is very, 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 very late on this.
Yeah.
The Thunder Rolls, Garth Brooks. That video alone should have gotten them into
amazing.
The running.
I mean, seriously.
I don't understand this about any business, and I will mention, I will use this example all the time. Mm-hmm. Ben & Jerry was the biggest ice cream business there is, and they decided, well, there's a whole section of people we're not taking care of.
Right.
Let's make some lactose
free
ice
stuff.
Cream.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Let's do some of that. And boom, they're gigantic. They're even bigger than you could possibly imagine. Mm-hmm. Why would you cut off half your audience if you're MTV, especially when you're first starting out?
Right.
I could see maybe that if there isn't as many country artists making music videos, mm-hmm. but maybe they would if you had highlighted them. And now that you have there's two different country music networks.
Yes,
they play music
videos. Yes, they do. Yeah.
So, I mean, if I'm country music, too late. Like you're a little too late.
We've already got
one.
Our own stuff. Seriously.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, and let's be honest here. There's very few people that like exclusively listen to one kind of music.
Yeah.
People like lots of different kinds of music, and maybe they like one more than the other, but they people who like, maybe some hair metal also like country music.
I think if anything, it seems like Something that I don't, I've talked to some fans of country music about, and I know that they were tired of like a year ago, and it seems like it's only getting worse. There's a lot more pandering going on to country music fans than there's ever been.
Right.
I think that's different. All music is mainstream.
Yes.
Every style of music has had a hit.
Yeah, it's popular music.
Instrumentals, theme songs for TV shows. I mean, we've had number one hits of everything. Mm-hmm. Everything's right. mainstream. But as far as like, the idea of mainstream, pop culture, pandering to an industry. We saw this with hip hop back in the 90s mm-hmm. when we were kids.
Oh boy, did we.
And every, commercial had a rapping dog or something like that. And now they're doing it with country music. Yeah. It's been this way before. I don't think we've ever seen it so blatantly pandering.
Mm.
I think that one of the better examples of this, and you could have seen this coming, is some of the more popular artists in country. I may be the only person doing this, but I will call these artists out. They are so pandering. So obvious. And to me, that's what MTV is doing. They're pandering.
Yeah.
It's no different than the Twisters soundtrack being featuring nothing but country artists.
Right.
I have nothing against that.
Mm-hmm.
That's smart business in many ways. But I do hear from a number of country fans right. that are getting a little tired of that.
Right. And I think you could even talk to those country fans and say the sound is not the same either.
Right.
There's a lot of pop stuff being put into these country songs now. Hence the reason I think more people are listening to it, because it's not the hardcore stuff that, maybe they wouldn't be that interested in. But, throw, a couple hip hop beats in there, and people seem to like it.
Well, and for me, when I think of artists like that or what some of what you're saying right there in my head, I'm like, well, I'll just keep on listening to Johnny Cash or something like that. But even Johnny went a little pop, I don't think it was intentional, but had hits and stuff. I don't know that his goal was ever to be a record, big time record seller or anything like that. He wanted to get paid to do what he loved to do. I don't know. He wanted to be the biggest name he was.
But he was never like one thing. He evolved. He changed.
Yeah.
Look at his career, man. All the different things he did. It's really remarkable.
I say that about him, but I would never want to try to label him.
Too hard. I don't think you can do that.
The videos that are nominated, Chris Stapleton, Think I'm in Love with You, Cody Johnson and Carrie Underwood, I'm Gonna Love You.
Is that an answer song?
Jelly Roll, Liar, Lainey Wilson, 4x4 and You, Megan Maroney, Am I Okay, and Morgan Wallen, Smile. I have not seen the videos of any of those, I have to be honest with everybody.
No, no.
But I also haven't seen a music video in quite some time. That's not true. Seth told me one to watch, and I did last night. That's hilarious.
That's right.
I actually did, but it's the first time in ages that I've watched
it. I specifically told you to watch it, though.
You are completely right, too. You're completely right. We'll talk more about that.
Yeah.
Morgan is also nominated as Artist of the Year category. I'm more curious. I'm not curious so much that MTV did this. I'm more curious of what, polling, and let us know, everybody. Let's do our own poll right now.
Yeah.
How many of you out there like this? Do you care about this? Do you think it's cool?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the other side of this, too. Younger generations out there that are kind of getting back into MTV a little bit might like this and everything. And what do I know? I haven't watched
What do MTV. We know? We're just following along.
Yeah. I've watched the MTV Movie Awards in at least 10 years.
Right.
At least 10 years. Yeah. It's got to be longer than that.
Yeah.
Should be interesting. Luke Combs says he almost joined a frat back in college at Appalachia State. But as a side note, if I asked you to guess which college Luke Combs went to, tell me you wouldn't guess App. Tell me you wouldn't guess App State. They got
quite a football program there.
Yeah,
too.
They do. Yeah, ask Michigan about that.
Yeah.
he bailed when they made him choose between fraternity life and performing in his acapella group.
Wow.
The two events were on the same night, and the frat laid down an ultimatum. Luckily, Luke chose the acapella group, and the rest is history. To be fair, Luke drinks enough beer, so he doesn't really need a frat.
That's really not here or there. Yeah.
I think he got the best of both worlds. In that regard, so what the article, I'm repeating what the article said, where I think they're getting at there is he has not had to put on any kind of, like, Luke Combs is what Luke Combs is.
Yeah.
He has not had to go out there and, I got to put on my rhinestones, or I got to put on my flannel, or I got to,
whatever, right, yeah.
Yeah, I got to have to wear a cowboy hat, or nobody's going to know I'm a country artist. He just goes out there, and whatever he's wearing, he's wearing.
Yeah.
And he's going to rock it. He's going to give you a great show.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Absolutely no surprise you would pick singing over a I mean, that just makes total sense to me. Yeah, I know, a cappella groups, kind of.
Oh, yeah.
No, uncool. Who cares? I don't care, man.
No.
You stay with your a cappella groups, everyone. Barbershop quartets or whatever you want to call them.
It seems to work out for a lot of people. It worked out for Luke Combs. It worked out for the B-sharps. It worked out. Anybody gets that reference?
I just saw an a cappella group. I saw Straight No Chaser last week.
Good band.
And yeah, they're pretty darn good.
I won't say that I like all a cappella, but there are certain groups that really like do an amazing job. Take Six is one of those bands that is really good at it, where it sounds like there's instruments, but no, it's just their voices.
Exactly.
And I would love, you know, waste the time machine again.
Yeah.
Go back in time and see Luke Cope, you know,
what he's doing with his a cappella group. Yeah.
I want to know what songs they did. I'd really love to hear that.
Yeah.
That'd be interesting. I think, you know, of all the genres that have had a lot of have had a hit with an a cappella group,
right.
You know, R&B, pop music, you know, all kinds of different. I haven't heard a lot of country a cappella.
Yeah.
I wonder what that would sound like.
Maybe a little Alabama in some of their songs, but that's about it. Yeah.
There's certainly plenty of bands with harmonies.
Oh, yes.
Plenty of bands or duets with harmonies and stuff. I wonder what that would sound like. I don't know. It'd be good. I'm just curious what it sounds like. I know this sounds good. Luke Combs, When the Rains It Pours, on 105.5 WIRI Sunrise Show. Good morning, everybody.
Sunday morning, man, she woke up fighting mad. Bitching and moaning on and on about the time I had. And by Tuesday, you could say that girl was good as gone. And then when Thursday came around, I was all alone. So I went for a drive to clear my mind, ended up at a Shell on I-65.
Future mother. Now since you turned the tables on me, I've been steady learning lonely, keeping this turntable spinning, everything from Jones to Jennings, slowly planning my survival in a 3-foot stack of vinyl. Since you had to walk out of here, I've been having a record year. I bet you thought before you left, I'd just sit in silence by myself, turn this house into a jail, dying slow and living hell. But love's got a funny way of keeping score, and you're leaving lit up my scoreboard. I usually make it through Saturday sober, bets are off when I flip her over. One bourbon, one scotch, one beer, I'm having a record year. Cut a notes and Hank's halftime, a pound and old is a heart of mine. Song to song, I pass my time with these speakers on 10. Your good and gone keeps me up all night, along with songs in the key of life. I'm either gonna get old, or I'm gonna blow out my ears. Yeah, you're out there now doing God knows how, and I'm stuck here having a record year. You're leaving, left me going crazy. I'm counting on a needle to save me. I drop it in a groove and we go round and round and down in a spiral. I guess I really stranger, got down with old James Brown and found new grass revival. If you find your way back, I owe you a beer for my record year. Cut a notes and Hank's halftime, a pound of known is a heart of mine. Song to song, I pass my time with these speakers on 10. Your good and gone keeps me up all night, along with songs and a key. I'm either gonna get over you, or I'm gonna blow out my ears. Yeah, you're out there now doing God knows how, but I'm stuck here, yeah, having a record year. Yeah, I'm having a record year.
Marshfield's home for country favorites and classics.
Sometimes she runs, sometimes she don't. More than once she's left me on the side of the road. The older she gets, the slower we go, but there ain't nothing wrong with the radio. She needs a carburetor, a set of plug wires. She's riding me around on 4-ball tires. The wipers don't work and the horn don't blow, but there ain't nothing wrong with the radio. I've got 16 speakers crossing my back dash, a little bobbing dog watching everybody pass. Dual antennas whipping in the wheel. Oh, there ain't a country station that I can't tune in. Oh, she ain't a Cadillac and she ain't a Rose, but there ain't nothing wrong with the radio. He said I ought to run you in, but I'm letting you go, because there ain't nothing wrong with your radio. Got the best looking gal in my hometown. I asked her last time that I took her out, honey, tell me what it is that makes you love me so. She said there ain't nothing wrong with your radio. I've got 16 speakers crossing my back dash, watching everybody pass. nothing wrong with the radio.
There's a story that my daddy tells religiously, like clockwork every time he sees an opening in a conversation about the way things used to be. Well, I just roll my eyes and make a beeline for the door, but I'd always end up starry-eyed, cross-legged on the floor, hanging on to every word. Man, the things I heard. It was harder times and longer days, 5 miles of school uphill both ways. We were cane switch raised, a dirt floor poor. Of course, that was back before the war. Yeah, your uncle and I made quite a pair, flying F-15s through hostile air. He went down, but they missed me by hair. He'd always stop right there and say,
that's something to be proud of. That's a life you can hang your hat on. That's a chin held high, the tear fall down. A gut sucked in, chest stuck out like a small town flag of flying. Or a newborn baby crying in the arms of the woman that you love. That's something to be proud of.
A son graduating college, that was mama's dream. But I was on my way to anywhere else when I turned 18. 'Cause when you got a fast car, you think you got everything. But I learned quick those GTOs don't run on faith. And I ended up broken down in some town north of L.A. working maximum. Well, I fell in love, next thing I know, babies came and the car got stuck. Sure do miss that old hot rod. Sure save gas and them foreign jobs. Dad, I wonder if I ever let you down. If you're ashamed how I turned out. Well, he lowered his voice, then he raised his brow. Said, let me tell you right now.
That's something to be proud of. That's a life you can hang your hat on. You don't need to make a million. Just be thankful to be working. If you're doing what you're able, and putting food there on the table, and providing for the family that you love, that's something to be proud of. And if all you ever really do is the best you can, well, you did it, man.
Radio at 105.5 FM and wherever you are with the free Civic Media app. Download it now in the Google Play or App Store.
Money was gas, dreams are dust, love is fast and weak. kicking in. Floorboard feeling, county lines. God, I miss when you were mine.
And that song was a song I could sing along with. I think about you every time I came on. Every beat, every line, every word, every time. When a room was a blow like a ball through the down, wishing that every seat was you. Money was gas, dreams were dust, love was fast. So we were in a sleepy town, just jumping in. Far too young to know the summer's end.
Speaking of good harmonies, Keith Urban, Miranda Lambert, We Were Us on 105.5 WIRI's Sunrise Show.
Yeah, we want more harmonies. That's what we want.
Been enjoying some Miranda in the news lately. I've been enjoying seeing a lot of the things she's been doing, especially with her Mutt Nation Foundation.
That's
and
pretty
everything.
Cool, yeah.
She's doing some really good stuff there.
She is, yes.
We were able to be a part of some really good stuff. Last night, we were at the
National
event.
Night Out?
Yeah, that happened over at Winterfield. Mm-hmm. I was in my head trying to combine that and the Rafters last home game, and I don't know what words were
popping
in my brain.
That would have been an interesting combo, yeah.
But it was an interesting combo last night, and as it was last year, and I really like the tradition of this. I hope they keep this going. A huge turnout when I was down.
Oh, my goodness.
I wasn't down there for very long. I just came to try to help clear up the mm-hmm. table and stuff, but Laura and Pam were down there for quite a while, and they had a great turnout, did a nice job. Appreciate both of them.
Mm-hmm.
Appreciate the Rafters having us.
Yep.
It was great to see everybody. I got to check out a fire truck for a while. That was awesome. I would like to apologize to the, I think it was the Rapids Fire Department. If you saw me staring, it wasn't at you guys, it was the truck.
It was the truck.
I couldn't help myself.
He just loves those trucks.
Please don't tell Laura and Pam it's the whole reason I went down there. I'll carry a table anywhere you want me to.
As long as I get to see these cool vehicles.
You got to go down there too.
A little bit afterwards, yeah, for the game. I was, you know, we were just last home game. Let's see what's going on down there. Standing room only.
It's awesome.
That means it was full up. That was a full stadium last night, and it was great. You know, we stuck around for a little while, you know, got some food and, you know, kind of just checking in the atmosphere. There's nothing like a full ballpark, you know. Of course, we wish the Raptors would have played a little bit better, of course, basically all season. But mm-hmm. it's fun going to that last game of the season. I never realized it before. I don't know if I've ever done it before, where, you know, you get things wrap up and you get to look around and say, wow. You know, what a cool thing to have in our community. You know, we have baseball here every, you know, all the summer long, all day, you know, a couple of months. You can just head on down to the ballpark, you know, hey, want to go see a game? Sure, let's go. That kind of thing. It's really cool.
Really want the wins, but there's something about being there for a last game. Mm-hmm. I've been a part of three last games of the season. Oh. One of them was a championship win.
Yeah.
And back in, that was fantastic. That felt awesome. But there was one in the last round of the playoffs. We lost in the last mm-hmm. inning. And that one hurt. Mm-hmm. You know, and I think their second year or something, I was at the final game of the season too. But I've never gotten a feeling like I do with like some of my other teams when they have a final game.
Right.
And it stays with you or whatever. Right. It stays with you, but I can't get past the fact of just being thankful that we have this team.
Absolutely.
And that we have this fun excitement, that our community has the economic impact that this team brings, mm-hmm. And all of those
things.
Think
about the teenagers getting jobs.
Yeah.
Over this, I mean, if for that alone, you know, give them something to do.
There's so many positives in everything that come before winning and losses. Now, the wins will come. I especially think if they keep this, you know, coaching staff in place, they have a chance to build, you know, scouting pipelines and things like that.
It's the first year, man. You never know what's going
to
happen.
Yeah. I'd like to see them. I'd like to see that and the front office brought back. Give them another year. Give them a chance to really learn and get better at this, because I think they showed a lot of potential and a lot of good things. And at the very least, we got to keep Coach because of that beard. Has anybody seen that beard, man? He's got a great beard.
It's fantastic.
It's a fantastic one. Yep. You know he's going to be a good coach if you got a beard like that. That he's also proven it.
Yes,
absolutely. We appreciate the Raptors every home game this season. Mm-hmm. We've had a lot of fun. Got a couple of more games left that will be available over at 97.5 FM. You can catch them there, of course. And we're looking forward to next season.
Absolutely.
And, of course, this also reminds us that our River Kings are right around the corner.
Right around the corner. Oh, my gosh. I forgot. I got to look at their schedule and figure out... I got to figure that one out, too. But, can't wait.
October is going to be even sooner than that. Mm-hmm. We'll be talking River Kings and be having the players on with us and talking with Coach. I'm sure I'll be down at the rec interviewing the players any day now.
Yep.
Looking
Media
forward
day,
to that. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a lot of fun. Keep on the lookout for home games if you're Wisconsin Rapids River Kings right here on 105.5 WIRI.
Yeah.
I know Michael has been prepping, too. He's been practicing.
Yes. The voice of the River Kings, yeah.
He's going to have a whole other year of it, too. So he's going to be even better.
He's going to be even better.
We got good stuff on the way for you. We got Luke Bryant, Randy Houser, and Zach Brown Band right now on 105.5 WIRI's Sunrise Show.
It's going to be funky.
How come all the pretty girls like you are taking, baby? I've been looking for someone like you to save me. Life's too easy to be so damn complicated. Take your time and I'll be waiting. Keep me in mind. Somewhere down the road you might get lonely. Keep me in mind. And I pray someday that you will love me only. Think about just some days, and the way I would lay wasting day after day with you. We always go our separate ways, but no one can love you, baby, the way I do. Keep me in mind. Find shelter in me. If there's no one else to love, keep me in mind. If ever you wanted me, I'll be your man. I'd be a fool to let you go where someone is. Once you hold on to me, when there's no one else to love, keep me in mind.
Keep me in mind.
And I'll hold you, darling.
Keep me in mind.
I'll be your man.
Keep me in mind.
I'll hold you, darling.
Keep me in mind.
Come on, little mama.
is 105.5 WYRI.
Yeah, my whole life sounds like the radio. You'll be trying to love her, but she'll leave your heartbreaking fools. One leg ahead. I hope she never breaks.
WYRI. On your radio at 105.5 FM and wherever you are with the free Civic Media app. Download it now in the Google Play or App Store.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure. With cybersecurity, and they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Country favorites and classics 24/7. This is 105.5 WYRI.
Six short months we went together, decided it should be forever. Two paychecks were better than one, a diamond ring, and it was done. Bought her a house like I said I would in a subdivided neighborhood. The views got short and the nights got long. It was over long gone before I knew where I was headed to. I'm going through the Big Bend, don't mean Dallas. I can't believe what the judge had to tell us. I got the Jeep, she got the palace. I'm going through the Big Bend, don't mean Dallas. Things like this are never final. I'm still paying on the vinyl. Pouring in the laundry room. It's multicolored. Little bit tough to face my friends, the ones that said that I jumped in. River of love, a little too soon. That was August, this is June, and it's a different tune. I'm going through the Big D and don't mean Dallas. I can't believe what the judge had to tell us. I got the Jeep, she got the palace. I'm going through the Big D and don't mean Dallas. The two-bedroom mortgage is due, siding light blue palace. I'm going through the Big D and don't mean Dallas. I'm going through the Big D and don't mean Dallas. Ain't never heard a rooster crow.
never walked barefoot by a river. Felt the mud up between your toes. You never rode in the hay. You never thrown it in four wheel. Climb up on in here, girl. Let me show you how country feels. Put your hair down, hair down. Get you some of this laid on back. Kick your shoes off, kick them off. Get you some of this slow down fast. I'll take you up and down these hollers and hills. Let me show you. Ever been so into somebody, still lying there when it comes back up? Girl, what do you say? We cut a path through that cornfield, parked down by the water. Let me show you how country feels. Put your hair down, hair down. Get you some of this laid on back. Kick your shoes off, kick them off. Get you some of this slow down fast. I'll take you up.
Central Wisconsin and on the free Civic Media app. 105.5 FM, WIRI, Nakusa. Your home for country favorites and classics. This is 105.5 WIRI.
Coming, it feels just like we're always running, rolling through the motions every day. I could lean in to hold you, or act like I don't even know you. Seems like you could care less either way. What happened to that girl to know? I just want us back to the way we were before.
Do I turn you on at all when I kiss you, baby? Does the sight of me wanting you drive you crazy? Do I have your love? Am I still enough? Tell me, don't I?
Or tell me, do I, baby?
Give you everything that you ever wanted. Would you rather just turn away and leave me lonely? I just need to give up and get on with my life.
Remember when we didn't have nothing but a perfect, simple kind of loving? Baby, those sure were the days. There was a time our love ran wild and free. But now I'm second guessing everything I see.
Do I turn you on at all when I kiss you, baby?
baby. Does the sight of me wanting you drive you crazy? Do I have your love? Am I still enough? Tell me, don't I? Or tell me, do I, baby? Give you everything that you ever wanted. Would you rather just turn away and leave me lonely? Do I just need to give up and get on with my life? Take your breath away, light up a spark way down deep. Baby, do I? Oh, do I turn you on and on when I kiss you, baby? Does the sight of me wanting you drive you crazy? Do I have your love? Am I still enough? Tell me, don't I? Or tell me, do I, baby? Give you everything that you ever wanted. Would you rather just turn away and leave me lonely? Do I just need to give up and get on with my life? Tell me, baby, do I get one more try? Do I?
Who the hell am I to explain?
Grand Rapids' home for country favorites and classics. 105.5 WIRI.
It was 700 fence posts from your place to house. Neither one of us was old enough to drive a car. Sometimes it was raining, sometimes it would shine. We wore out that gravel road between your house and mine.
I'd start walking your way, you'd start walking mine.
Set our vows under that old pine tree. You ought to see it now. Standing in the backyard, reminding me and you, if we don't see eye to eye, there's something we can do.
I'd start walking your way, you'd start walking mine.
I'm in Rio. Well, meet me in the middle on 105.5 WIRI Sunrise Show. Been a lot of fun hanging out with you. Thanks for hanging out with us, everybody.
Yep.
We'll be back at this tomorrow to get you ready for your weekend. You got great stuff coming up, Seth.
Yes, indeed. We've got me coming up next, 9 to noon, with the second cup. We've got Dottie B in for Katie Cruz from 12 to 4, and then we got Loris Lounge from 5 to 9 tonight. Hope to see you there.
Yeah, it's going
to
be good stuff. Stick around for it, and we'll talk more about our weekend schedule tomorrow and plenty more. Get us those requests so we have them for tomorrow morning. We don't know what to play. We need your playlist, everybody.
We need stuff.
Go ahead and send us a request through the Civic Media app or, of course, through our Facebook pages. Just get a hold of us however you need to, and have yourself a good morning. Here's Thomas Rhett on 105.5 WIRI Sunrise Show.
College dorm, yeah, my life, it was pretty normal. Looking for a date to the spring formal. Wasn't worried about nothing else, no. Majoring in undecided, notebook full of bad songs I was writing. Never dreamed anybody else would like them. Now they're sitting on a Walmart shelf. Ain't it funny how life changes? You wake up, ain't nothing the same. And life changes, you can't stop it, just hop on. Change it for the world.
and she said I do. But everybody else said, man, you're 22, what you trying to prove? Hey, why don't you wait? Cause I've been waiting on her since the second grade, yeah. And now she got her own set of fans, got a blue check mark by her Instagram. And I wrote a little song about holding her hand, and now everybody wanna die happy, man. Told my daddy and mama, you're gonna have a grandkid.
Yep.
From Uganda, that's right, we're adopting. And she is the cutest little girl that you ever seen. While I was wrapping my head around being a dad, a bigger wrench got thrown in the plans we thought we had. Now there's Willow and sweet Ada James. That's two under two. Now hey, what can I say?
Ain't it funny how life changes? You wake up, ain't nothing.
Life happens fast, and sometimes you need a getaway where you can relax and still get your work done. Let From the Ground Up Coffee House be your office away from home. They have a welcoming, calm atmosphere and plenty of available space. You can work, visit with friends, or have a weekly group get-together. Want to know more? Go see Dan at From the Ground Up Coffee House, 250 West Grand Avenue, Wisconsin Rapids, Monday through Friday, 6:30 a.m. to 3 p.m., and Saturday, 7 a.m. to noon. Let the team pour some calm back into your day, and let the work stress melt away.
Custom apparel, pens, tumblers, and beyond. Wham Inc. makes your brand the hero. Fly to their new website, WAMINK.com. Wham Inc. Unleash your brand's true power.
It's the summertime quiz. Today's contestant is from just south of the Cheese Factory, next to the tavern, Stu Sample. Name an object you can find throughout central Wisconsin all summer long. It's private, and you can use it for one or two things.
Is that a porta potty for Crockett Septic?
That's right, Stu, you win! For a clean, reliable, and affordable porta potty this summer, give Crockett Septic a call. 715-712-3456.
Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie.
Relax and unwind with Blessings Holistic Spa on Highway 13 in Wisconsin Rapids. Wash away the daily stress with a hydro massage. Blessings Holistic Spa is now offering unlimited session packages for $99 per month. Enjoy the tanning beds with memberships starting at $62 per month. Blessings Holistic Spa, to re-energize your mind, body, and spirit. For more details or upcoming specials, please follow them on Facebook or blessingsholisticspa.com.
It's back. Because of the tremendous response last year, the studios of WFHR and WIRI will be having an open house on Wednesday, August 20th from 12 to 6 p.m. Join the crew for food trucks, games, and a staff dessert contest. Kids can try their hand at being a radio announcer. Some will even be played on the air. Local nonprofits will be on hand, along with special live broadcasts on both stations. Join us right here, 1690 2nd Avenue South, for our open house on August 20th from 12 to 6.
Live from Central Wisconsin and on the free Civic Media app, 105.5 WIRI, Nacoosa, Wisconsin Rapids, your home for country favorites and classics. This is 105.5 WIRI.